Hey, you know that fight at the poker room between Adrian Peterson and the guy that he supposedly knew?
Yes, happened in Houston like last week, I believe.
Could it have been a work because they're now talking about doing a celebrity boxing match?
Oh, that's so depressing.
Was it a setup? Who had the setup? Was it Patrick Mahomes' dad? And who did he
John
get into?
Rocker.
And John Rocker.
John Rocker, yeah.
And then they said that was probably a setup.
Okay, let me just make
my
this
guy
crystal
Damon
clear.
Feldman is still going at it, the founder of celebrity boxing.
Nobody on the planet wants or needs to see Adrian Peterson get in a boxing ring
and fight
some random poker player that he has a beef with.
Correct.
I mean, does Damon Feldman think that there's going to be some sort of audience for that? Or people are going to like pay a pay-per-view fee for it? Like, what?
I don't know. It's a good
what
question.
Is his end game? I don't quite understand.
This, according to TMZ, a
just
sanctioned
because
matchup
Peterson's a name
between Adrian Peterson and his poker rivals getting closer and closer to becoming a reality.
Oh.
TMZ reports that the NFL legend and his opponent have just received an offer to settle their differences in an actual ring.
Didn't Adrian Peterson, correct me if I'm wrong, I think he got his ass beat in a former bout with Le'Veon Bell. Like, Le'Veon Bell just gave him the business, gave him a beatdown.
I don't remember that.
Like, if I'm Adrian Peterson, I'm not getting in a boxing ring ever again.
But you know Adrian Peterson needs the money.
I know, and it's a sad
state of affairs.
Because
he's filed for bankruptcy. He's got no money left.
He's the mayor of Felt City, USA.
Correct.
And he shouldn't be because he made, I think he grossed well over
$100 million.
I think it was over $100 million in his NFL career. And for him to not have anything to show for it and to be in debt to creditors,
yep,
and taking out these high interest predatory loans that he yep. knows he can't repay, like,
so I'm not
sad.
Surprised if he's interested in that.
Well, yeah, I mean,
but I would never. You couldn't pay me to watch it.
You could pay me a certain amount of money to watch. I know you're being
all
facetious,
right, it's just
being
a stance. Yeah.
But
of course, you could pay me a certain amount.
It's sad. It's like Adrian Peterson's life should not have come to this moment. Like, he's too accomplished in his field to be trying to get scraps off of Damon Feldman's table for fighting some.
But I don't think
no
that
name.
Was a setup. I don't think that was premeditated.
Those guys were probably beefing
over
beefing.
A hand. Yeah.
Like, they had history amongst each other. They got involved in a poker hand. Things got heated and they were brawling.
Yeah.
Looks like Le'Veon Bell won via TKO in the fifth round in his fight against Adrian Peterson.
Yeah. Nobody needs to see
straight
that.
Right hand, right. I mean, Peterson looked shredded, but.
Well, that doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
You can be as shredded as you want. If you're in there against a superior boxer, a technician, he's going to take you apart.
Well, he's up against Le'Veon Bell, but maybe Bell trained a
Bell
little bit
just
more.
Better than him. Better than him at boxing. Now, Adrian Peterson is better running back, but
much.
That doesn't matter when
yeah.
you put it, when you put on the gloves. So, weird story there. I wanted to get into this quick story about, are the junkies cool? Do we have the traits?
There's a story out there.
Do we have the traits that define coolness? Now, this is according to a study where they actually had over 4,000 participants across 13 cultural regions around the world. Participants from both Western countries like the U.S., Australia, Germany, Spain, non-Western regions including India, Turkey, Mexico, mainland China, South Korea, and more. Six traits that define cool. The first trait, extroversion, not being an introvert.
Cool. I think all of us are extroverted. Just look at the job.
Cool people are seen as outgoing, enthusiastic, and socially confident rather than reserved or quiet.
Bickle might be the opposite of that.
I'd say Eric on air is an extrovert.
Right.
But off air, I'd say he's
introvert.
Introvert.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
By the way, I would answer this as to myself, not cool, but we'll see how I fit in with the traits.
The second trait, this is a weird title for it, because when I hear this word, I think of just like people just smashing and banging.
Mm-hmm.
Hedonism came in second. With cool people viewed as pleasure-seeking individuals who prioritize having a good time and enjoying life's experiences.
Well,
I hear hedonism.
I mean, that's
about,
a very general.
I think about like the resort in like down in Jamaica where everybody's just getting after it.
Right.
So I like adventurous.
Yeah.
I like to have a good time.
I mean, everyone likes to have a good time.
I like to have a good time, but I'm...
What are you willing to do?
I don't know if I'm considered adventurous.
I'm not adventurous. I'm not ziplining.
I'd say Jason, not adventurous. Cakes could be talked into being adventurous, but he's more so in a box. Cake or JP so far in the lead and being cool.
I mean, I've done zip lines. You don't do zip lines? Like we had the caller that talked about zip line.
Never done a zip line. You skydive. I can't do that. No chance.
Eric, so far... Very uncool.
I did a zip line. I've done zip lines a couple times. I did one through Markov's haunted forest about 10 years ago. Do a zip line at night through the forest. It's kind of terrifying.
Okay.
Don't think I'm going to do it again.
I did the zip line in Costa Rica, one of the few countries you've been to.
I do like haunted houses. I would never zip line in one. Right. But I do like haunted houses.
I did the zip line. It was part of a whole excursion where I then went down... a water slide, but to call it a water slide, like you think of water slides here in America.
Yeah.
This thing was concrete and apparently it was one of the 10 most dangerous water slides in the world. I didn't know that.
Yeah, you know that.
But I know when I finished it, first of all, my back was hurting.
Yeah.
And then somebody goes, "Do you want to do it again?" It's like, I'm good.
I'm good. I've done it once. Yeah. I need to be in traction for a week. I'm good here. Another key trait, power. Cool people perceived as influential individuals
like
who have resources, status, and the ability to affect others' behavior. They're seen as people others listen to and respect. People listen to the junks. We might have a little bit of power.
All right, maybe we have that.
Right?
Outside of the show?
It's a broad definition of power, sure.
Huh. I mean,
I would think that we're pretty powerless.
Now, they're seen as people... others listen to, but the second part, and respect.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if people don't respect us. They might listen to us. The respect part, I'm not sure about.
I think your guys' ability to like get things like tickets, I think that's powerful.
That's true.
That's powerful.
That's a good
point. I think you probably got to give us a tick based on this definition.
All right, ding there.
All right, the next quality is adventurousness.
Oh.
Cool people are viewed as risk takers who seek new experiences and aren't afraid to step outside their comfort zones.
I'm becoming less adventurous, but I've done stuff like parasailing and I don't think that's very adventurous. When you go near the beach and you get up there on a parachute 400, 500 feet high.
Yeah.
I mean, Valdez is going to shoot off a million illegal fireworks in a couple days. Pretty adventurous.
Yeah.
I'd say you guys are the exact opposite of adventurous.
I would agree.
If it's not in your comfort zone, you're not doing
100% agree.
Tend to agree.
I mean, for me to be adventurous, get on a jet ski. That's about as adventurous as I get.
No, I've never been on a jet ski. Never once.
Nothing else. I'm not parasailing. I'm not skydiving. I'm not ziplining. What else? What else is there?
I would have gone to a safari, but got pulled.
Hey, these things happen sometimes, JP. Sometimes
I'm adventurous, but cheap.
Openness to new experiences distinguish cool people as creative, intellectually curious, and willing to consider unconventional ideas. Just being open to things.
I'm open, but again, cheap. There's a balance.
Yeah.
and you know, if I had unlimited resources, like my oldest is pushing to like bounce around when we go on our trip to Europe, I would do it, but... Guess what? I'm paying for two rooms.
Yeah.
If I told you the cost of the two rooms in Switzerland, and then we're going to go to Greece
Hold on. So you're doing two rooms for how many days?
Just four nights because we're going to go visit family in Northern Italy.
All right. So you're not paying for that.
That'll be free.
So you're doing two rooms for four nights in what cities?
It's Grindelwald.
Don't know where that is. Okay. So Switzerland and...
$500 a night, $1,000 a night.
I'm going to say
you nailed it.
$1,000 a night total.
So $4,000 for the four nights. It's not outrageous for two rooms. It's actually not bad.
But if we then bounced over to Greece flew somewhere else.
Here's the bigger question.
It's going to cost a lot.
How many people are you buying airfare for?
Five.
Oh, five.
And you're not using points. It's coming out of your pocket.
Five round trippies from Los Estados Unidos to Switzerland.
Well, I'm paying for Kelsey to fly to Switzerland, but she's then going to Greece. That's her own trip.
So you have five round trippers that you're paying for.
Yes.
Another five Gs.
Oh, it's more than that.
I don't even know, dude. You're going to ask me for the total? She booked it. I got to pay her back.
All right, just roughly, probably $1,000.
I'm going to say that much just for the airfare.
Okay.
I don't think it's that high.
What are you going to do in this tiny little village for
$6,000 for the airfare?
All right, so he's already, just to get there and back and to stay there, he's at $10,000.
Yeah.
I mean, they have a ton of activities from skydiving to coasters
You're not going to do all that.
I'll do some of it.
I mean, you can only ride a gondola. How many times? I mean, it's a little tiny little town.
All right, I don't know what you do when you went to Spain. You do things.
You just kind of walk around the town and jump into, you know, the restaurants and sightsee a little bit.
Get some coffee.
Go to some castles. Go to some Swiss castles.
I think, is this like a wizarding town?
What is it, like a Harry Potter stop?
Kind of. Harry Potter's is like
it's a lot
like
of hiking. If you want to know, I mean, here are different options. If you want to know, my daughter laid it right, out.
Run they through have, the options. Well, I'll tell you right. what I would do and I wouldn't do.
Day trip to Lake Lucerne, boat cruise, Glacier Canyon, canyon swing. I don't even know what this is. Kleinschindig hiking. First flyer zip lines or gliders, mountain coaster ride, mountain carts, rent bikes. Visit Jungfraut, which is the top of Europe. Lake Brents, kayak, paddleboard, beach club. Interlaken, activity hub, including skydiving, bungee jumping, paragliding, whitewater rafting. So we're going to do some of those things.
Very good. Those activities that are going to add up.
Grindelwald.
Population 3,000. It's a tiny village. So you're going to be doing outdoor activities, you and Dylan, on the canoe together.
Yeah, every day for hours. What's the biggest city that Grindelwald is? Grindelwald a suburb of one of the bigger cities?
No, it looks like it's a village
Zurich.
In the middle of the mountains.
You think he knows?
So how close is Zurich? Do you know?
I haven't done the research on it yet, dude.
What JP knows about Switzerland,
I can tell you.
You could fit on a thumbtack.
If I was spending $10,000 plus, it's probably going to be $15,000 all in.
Yeah.
I would do the research.
Well, she sent some options, and we had a family vote.
Okay. I'd want to go to Zurich.
I'd want to spend
maybe one day in Grindelwald, but I want to go to Zurich. That's where I'd want to go.
Zurich is 2 hours away.
All right. Hop on a train.
Burn.
I don't know anything. The only thing I know about Switzerland, I know what their flag looks like, and I know they're neutral. And I know there's a lot of mountains. It's mountainous. The Alps are in Switzerland.
Look, Kelsey laid it out. I was cool with it. It was that or Sardinia, and we opted for Grindelwald. Sardinia going to be hot, overpopulated, a lot of tourism. This is not that far from Trejovo, which is my father's village. So you rent a car, Zurich to Grindelwald. We do some of the hiking. We do all those activities. Then we drive to Trejovo, and then we'll visit like Lake Garda and a couple other places.
You're going to be driving on the wrong side of the road. Are you prepared for that?
Imagine.
No, it's not the wrong side of the road.
It's not.
It's the same. It's not Britain.
Hold on.
Are you sure?
All of Europe drove on the wrong side of the road.
No.
Really?
All right.
This is news to me.
This is news to me.
I can't remember. I can't remember Italy. I can't remember if it was the wrong side.
Britain is the only place that drives on the incorrect side of the road.
Britain's the only one, but most of Europe, I think, drives on.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. Who knew?
Trust me.
I mean, you've been.
Can you imagine?
But driving in the mountains is very stressful.
I'm sure it is. I'm sure it's no fun. Hairpin turns everywhere. Probably no guardrails. Sounds terrifying. But you're doing it on the correct side of the road.
Can you imagine JP's sweet tooth in the chocolate capital of the world?
Yeah, it's going to be bad. So many Alps mudslides coming his way.
Hey, I have survived Hershey Park before.
Yeah, very good. That's impressive. All right, when we come back, we are going to get into the Commanders. There's rumors that TJ Watt could be on the trade block for the Steelers. What would you give up if you were the Commanders to try to land TJ Watt? We'll discuss that next on The Fan.